Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to give us a call, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you're listening live, you always feel free to jump into the chat room on Blog Talk. It's always interesting dialogue in there. Some of y'all need masturbation, but I digress. Also, you go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. You can jump into the, we have a free-flowing chat room in there, speak your mind. And after the show, we do a 10-minute afterwards where we just go over what we talked about. And if you have any further comments, whatnot, you can make them there. If you social network, Facebook, you can go to the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny pupils. His pupils are so shiny. It's like I don't dare look into his eyes, because scary stuff happens when you look into Mr. J's eyes. Those shiny pupils. And so one of us will let you in the Smooth Drama group you ask to get in. Once again, myself or Shiny Pupils, Mr. J, will add you into the Smooth Drama group. And basically, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatever. We'll add you, follow you back, and we can have that discourse that you've always wanted. Or you can sneak and see my underground naked bunion pictures. Psych. I don't have bunions.
What?
Naked bunion pictures.
A naked bunion?
Yeah, it's a joke, because
okay.
You know me, I take expert care of my feet. I'm almost
just trying to figure out what a naked bunion is. I mean, I know what being naked is. I know what a bunion is. I just didn't know bunions had clothes.
Yeah, because if you put on socks, then your bunions have on clothes.
Oh, okay. All right.
See?
Okay.
That's something.
Okay. All right.
That's how we rolling during the apocalypse. Sometimes I have to break out the... Well, somebody else would have to break out the naked bunions. My feet are pristine. I take care of mine with reckless abandon.
Yeah,
I can't have that where you got them feet that just make you just want to cry. I can't do it.
Like hammer time? You got hammer time in your shoes?
no hammer time in my shoes.
No hammer time. Yeah, you know, I think feet are just as important. You know, I take care of my feet before I take care of my hands. So that's why I will be so glad when all of this clears open. It's open. I can go back to my pedi. I miss my pedicure.
Getting your toes did.
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
But I have a foot fetish, so.
I ain't going to ask what that is. We're going to move on.
Yeah, we are.
we're going to talk about something that, once again, because I know people have that fatigue, right? And so we're not going to talk COVID, and we're going to, this segment, we're just going to try to stay away from the other stuff that's happening out here during the apocalypse. Because there's more stuff like, oh my God, a man shot a dog.
Okay.
Damn it, did you hear me?
What? Yeah, I mean, I need to listen. I need to hear why he did it. Because if it was like saving his life or a child's life, then I'm okay with it. I mean, I feel bad, but.
Hold on. No.
You know.
No. A man shot a dog.
No.
Yes. He shot a dog. Damn it. Now, granted, he had a plausible reason. But that. No. That's not the point
no.
here. No, he shot a dog. And it's because it's a dog that had jumped his fence and attacked him before. But see, once again, semantics, right? We don't need semantics. I mean, he had the time to thoughtfully warn them, hey, keep your pit bull who has attacked him and others previously away. And so the dog pulled himself loose from his chain, jumped the fence into his yard, and so he said he got his gun, walked outside and shot the gun. But they pressed charges on him because they said that he's charged with animal cruelty and infliction of physical or mental injury to a child, both felonies, and discharging a firearm in public, a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing. I don't know.
I'm just saying, though.
You know what? I'm curious, though, since you did bring that up, like, if he would have let the dog attack him and then he died, what would people think? Like, would they be, you know, would they look at him as a hero and he laid down his life? Or, like, would he be a martyr? Or, you know, I'm just like, what is that?
For the dog?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, what would people look at it like that?
Probably not.
No.
It depends. Because, okay. People gloss over that kind of stuff. Like, hey, well, you let the dog kill you or maim you or whatever.
Then should he have killed the dog? Are people upset that he killed the dog?
Yeah, he got charged.
And see, and that's the thing. Like, that's what I'm asking. Like, what is the in between?
Well, here's the funny thing, because once again, bizarro world, right? So,
of course,
in his yard, jump the fence in his yard, but he's wrong because he shot the dog. He's a disabled Army veteran, though.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, with all of what's happening, I'm just trying to see, like, what is, like, a priority? Like, where is the priority at? You know what I'm saying? Like,
The dog,
okay. Oh.
Right, because although he's a disabled Army veteran, it's different.
Okay, and that's the thing, like, and so, you know, and that's what I'm saying, though, because it seems like America is so, like, you know, they were upset at Kaepernick for disrespecting the flag and disrespecting people who have served, but then here's a dis- disabled veteran who gets attacked by a dog and gets charged because he kills the dog.
He killed the dog.
So I'm just, you know, I'm just, so what, and I'm saying, should he have just maimed the dog? Should he have just, he shouldn't have killed the dog. He could have shot the dog and not killed the dog. Or should he have fought the dog? Should he have gotten to a fight with the dog?
No, he should have humanely shot the dog in his legs. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out
so
to...
So then it's...
Yeah, shout out to Bringing It Boy in the chat room. I see you. All right. Yeah.
I'm just trying to see, like, what the priorities are. You know, I know we're last. I know that. And
wait,
I know
so
white people are first.
So we're talking about dogs. See, there you go. We're just talking about you shouldn't shoot dogs.
Okay. Oh, did I not? What
yeah,
not supposed to go there?
Not,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Next
you know, I can't help it. It's just, you know.
You stay. You know what?
Okay. All right.
And just because you did that, I'm going to give you this news. Chuck E. Cheese may be closing. Now what? I said it.
You know what's so funny about that, too? I saw that, and I'm like, I'm kind of sad because they're changing. Because, like, I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in years, and I've gone recently, like last year. And I was like, oh, this isn't, you know, too bad anymore. It was really nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be closed now. Now what?
Wow, that's too bad. They tried.
Yeah, they tried. Mm. They're going away. Mm. Yeah. On that note, I'm gonna go into something happy. Our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. Not going to say his name because apparently he's trying to make a name for himself, so why would I say his name? There's a NASCAR driver who shall remain nameless. He says he's quitting NASCAR because they're getting rid of the Confederate flag. Not that he cares. It's the principle.
Well, yeah. Did you know that he has not won a race?
Yeah.
So, and but, that he's basically just there. I mean, he's participating. He's like, if this was like everybody gets something, he would get a ribbon.
No. No.
Yeah, because you get a participation ribbon, right?
Yeah, he gets that when he shows up. Like,
yeah.
Look, they, you,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So that's what he gets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nobody is going to miss you. Like, you, because at first I was like, okay, I was not feeling bad, but I was like, dang, you know, here we go.
You feeling bad?
You know, it's not like a lot of us are participating in NASCAR anyway. I don't know how many of us enjoy NASCAR anyway.
Really? Really? People enjoy NASCAR?
Black people?
I'm sure there's some.
Yeah, I didn't say there weren't any. I said I don't know how many
you
enjoy
can't,
it.
See, I don't really call it NASCAR. I get it. Jim Rome always used to call it the left turn circuit. Like they turn left.
Yeah.
Oh, they turn left.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, like if you're, I could, you know, I don't know. But I'm just like,
hey,
why is it that? You know.
Oh, yeah, he says, and I'm going to quote him, he could care less about the Confederate flag, but there are people that do it, and it doesn't make them a racist. All you're doing is effing one group to cater to another one. And I ain't spend the money we are to participate in any political BS. Hey, and for the record,
okay.
He finished in the top 10 once in the past 3 years. He's in the top 10. It's like 10. That's
okay. Yeah, yeah, I think he's beat like seven and ten people over however long he's been racing. I didn't like really, you know, like get into him or whatever. I just thought it was interesting. Because when I was looking at that story, then this other story came up, like, he's not going to be missed anyway. So, I mean, it's nice that they're trying to make it inclusive. I mean, I'm not, you know.
It's always been inclusive.
Has it?
If you turn on the TV, you can watch it anytime.
No, I'm talking about actually, like, being there. Would you go to one?
No, aside from the fact
that it's left turns. But would you feel comfortable being there?
I don't know. I had no reason to watch cars turn. I know people who watch NASCAR though, so it's like,
I watched it. I mean, watching it on TV is totally different than actually like being there. I don't think I would feel included. I would feel safe if I went.
Oh, look, if you go to one of those things, you know, you could totally bring your gun. So,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, why would I want to go to a place like that where I feel like I don't do that in my own community. I stay away from those functions too in my own community. So, I'm sure not going to go to somebody else's and be like, okay, let me get my gun.
Why not? People got rocket launches in Subway, so you should never know.
You just never know. You say how we're soft now, and just call me a softy. I just don't feel comfortable carrying a gun around, or you know, like we're not the Wild West, so I don't feel like have to go to somewhere for pleasure and then have to defend myself at the same time.
No, nobody said you had to defend yourself. I just said that you can, if you said you may feel uncomfortable there, you can bring your gun. That's all.
And that's what I'm saying, though. I shouldn't have to go anywhere and bring a gun. I should just be able to go places and feel safe.
Okay, well, we'll agree on this segment on that.
I know what you're saying.
Okay, we'll end this segment on that note. We're going to go on break now. This is Czar Face, Czar Wars.
Yeah. Hold up, yeah. The flow, call it Jon Snow, king of the north. I bust Tai Chi moves when I'm bringing it forth. Swinging my sword, think twice, blood will be drawn. Only few animals survive the flood of the storm. When I 1-2, brother is cast. And you can try to challenge me, you can never muzzle the blast. Out in Amsterdam, puffing some hash. Nothing but all foreign currency, stuff in my bag.
As a youth, being a demi digging, I could blast tech, digger. Bigger than a fast flex, last check, winner. What it takes to put you in a casket, below sea level like your rap status. I get evil lines flying out my mind like a parademon in a dream sequence. Zoning out like a Brad Stevens team defense. We stay on target, rebuilding the Czar lab, dipping the Czar jet.
Bring it back.
Power line called the blackout. Been doing this since Deuce Slick. Mickey with the Mac out. Rather try to back out. I smack him, make him tap out. Clue deep. Run with more teams than Jerry Stackhouse. These cats need to give it up. I'm like,
word.
I'm trying to live it up and get bucks. I'm spinning tough. Listen up. Stand like a high rise. Top chick mixing up my thighs. Ray Pizzeria, how we slice fives. These foreign trees, orange, blue, and green. Round flooring. First day still looks like he important. The heart is in me. Suck the sharpen dart, start the frenzy. Put odds against me, I'm a spark, fill a cartridge empty. We the kind of brothers that you like the Steiner brothers. Top circuit that you can't rhyme above us, no. Kick rocks that you're assignment from us. I see the moves you made, man, it don't remind us of us. One business unsin, now you ain't done shit. Listen, we hold the record like vinyl covers. I bet your diamond lovers probably want a diamond from us. They always fix our face. We animated like a Pixar face. We notorious, so glorious. We the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. Rap Warlord, now pick the black ball off. The reservoir door, walking like a jazz start off. Fly like Tony Hawk, walking the sport. Penny for my thoughts, thinking like 2 or 3 mil will be the cost.
Bring it back.
Well, I think something I think all the work I put in this summer is paying off now, and I'm real glad about that.
What kind of work?
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Ms. Brown Sugar. That was our face. Saw Wars. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I've heard and I've seen memes where people are talking about white conda.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm kind of confused because I didn't know.
It's confusing.
I didn't know that there was a black conda. I know about Anaconda, and I know there's the fictitious place in the Marvel Comics world called Wakanda, and I know everybody is like, oh, Wakanda, oh, it's like, it's a comic book, y'all. It's not a real place. And I know I saw they had the senators in kente cloth, whatnot, and everybody, they're in kente cloth. What? It's like, It was a big deal, and I didn't see the big deal because we wear suits all the time. Stuff that's Western. What's the big deal?
When other time have they done that?
Yeah, it's politicians. It's called political pandering. That's kind of what they do.
It's a big deal because we're tired of it. And it's okay. I mean, it's nonsense. Like, really? For me, I was kind of just offended by it. I wasn't like shocked or anything, but it's offensive to me. Pandering is offensive.
Pandering,
and especially right now.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Especially right now, it is.
Yeah, I mean, but is it any different than Amazon with the, hey, Black Lives Matter on the screen when you go into your Amazon Prime? I just question, because politicians pandering at all times. I mean, Joe Biden is like, hey, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
That was offensive too.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. So to me, I'm like, politicians pandering for your vote by doing all kinds of offensive stuff. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Hey, I mean, because it's like they're considering more stimulus checks. That's pandering. But it's like, look, I'm going to pay you off. It's a different kind of pandering. But it's pandering nonetheless. But that's not offensive. See, now some folks, and I would say, in my humble opinion, they have it wrong. Because, you know, we complain about pandering. And it's like, well, if we get that $1,200 check, we're good. But there's the other side of pandering. So, for example, the administration refuses to disclose which businesses received money in that $500 billion loan disbursement. It's not a big deal to folks. I looked around. As a matter of fact, when I pulled up the article, I pulled up the article in three different places. And you know what, Brown Sugar? There weren't a lot of comments. There was like, like two, three comments. But now the white condo ones, 12,000 comments, 43,000 comments about white condo. But who got that money wasn't a big deal. Now, we start talking about pandering and, you know, things that are, in my opinion, a tad bit more important. Paycheck Protection Program, 4.5 million businesses that received a government bailout. And they're not even going to tell you who got it. I can tell you, I'll be up front and say, they told us no. I've been small as it's going to get. But there are 4.5 million businesses that receive money. But we ain't even going to tell you who. Now, and I'm saying, and I'm going to guess, as far as black folks in the community go and small businesses, they're like, they're hand in hand. And that would affect the community a little bit more if they would have got that money. Because we talked about how Chuck E. Cheese is talking about bankruptcy and closing. We know there are a lot of businesses in our community that ain't coming back from this. They're dead in the water. Now, the administration, we ain't even gonna tell y'all who we got the business, who got the money. See, because that's the payout. That's the folks that's gonna vote for him. Because guess what? $500 billion went out. That's the biggest bribe probably in American history. They ain't talking about that. Hey, that's a bribe, right?
Say it's a bribe. If I give you this money, you give me your vote,
Yeah, well, I don't even have to say it. I don't even have to say it. you think about it. It's like, hey, 4.5. I mean, we just do some basic math. We can do some basic math here. Let me pull up my calculator here and say 500. See, we say 500 divided by 4.5 equals 111. So, if we go 4.5 million businesses and we put some zeros behind that 111, I'm guessing we're talking about like $111 million each.
Maybe. I mean, I get it. I mean, so you're saying that people were upset about white condo when they should have been upset about the businesses receiving the money.
Yeah, okay, see, I agree. You're talking about because, they got on kente cloth. And so, we got, if you were one of the people who were fortunate enough to have money gifted to you into your bank account, that's going to count against your taxes next year, by the way. You're not one of them 4.5 million businesses that got a piece of that $500 billion that they're not going to disclose. I'm just saying. sounds like a bribe to me. And it sounds like something that would be important to me. That other stuff, I want to know about this. Who that money went to? And how come small businesses aren't part of that? It was big businesses that were getting money. Because remember, we found out that the Lakers got $4.6 million. It's the Lakers.
Yeah, a few places did. Ruth Chris
right.
did. Shake
right.
Shack did.
Right.
There was a few.
And we found out.
Well,
why do we
I mean,
find out? Because they turned it back in. That's the only reason why we found out.
Yeah.
Because somebody found out. Because somebody had told, hey, well, they got their loan approved. I'm like, yeah, because Lakers is a small business. Very, very small mom and pop basketball team in Los Angeles. But you see, and this is what I'm talking about, like managing expectations and perceptions. See, we perceive somebody wearing kente cloth as the biggest deal when $500 billion went into people's pockets that have money. That's the big deal. And you, if you are in our communities and you're one of them small businesses, and you know, me is just unabashed. I'm talking about myself. I'm small corporation. And we were told no. So, you look at that. What's more important to me? I'm like, that's 500.
I'm not saying one is not more important than the other. I don't think that the white Conda is more important than the money issue.
Not even a blip on my radar.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think it's something worth like having a major discussion. I think people can show their disapproval about it. I mean, isn't that what we're about now? It's sad that they're not showing disapproval more so about who received the money than the white Conda thing. I guess for, you know, a lot of times you focus on what's the easiest thing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I can be frustrated about this easier than I can be frustrated about that. I can, you know, communicate about this easier than I can communicate about that. So, you know, it's about comfortability as well.
Yeah, but once again, what's important? See, that kente cloth, them wearing it, okay. And, you know, you say it's offensive. It was just like when what's-her-name said she kept hot sauce in her purse. It was like, that's stupid. And that's it.
Yeah.
It didn't.
That
it didn't
was offensive.
It had nothing to do with it. It was like we're talking about policies that will really affect you. No, tell me how you're going to help me as an entrepreneur, as a businessman. What are your programs to help people like me? I don't care how you eat your chicken. You just and see, it's like I don't care if you wear kente cloth or you parade in the streets naked. Doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is your policies and what affects me tangibly. That right there, yes. And so what we perceive as important, and that's why I said, when I pulled it up in three different places, and like in particular, if you pull it up in Yahoo, I didn't see a lot of comments. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. It's not that important. White Conda, very important. Where it is money that affects us all, especially in the time when we're having a so-called financial crisis. So-called financial crisis. That's what people say, right? We have a financial crisis. Yeah. All right, well, let's get back to important stuff. We can go into hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, we're going to talk about important stuff like Cox Cable, Cox Internet. Apparently, and Cox confirmed this, that it will enact neighborhood-wide slowdowns to discourage what it calls excessive use of the Internet. So, if you're one of them people in Southern California, Arizona area, Cox Cable, if they feel like somebody is using their internet excessively in the neighborhood, they slow the internet for the whole neighborhood.
Wow.
What is excessive use?
Well, and now in these days and times, you don't know because everybody's on, you know, everybody's on their laptops or phones, and, you know, kids were using it for, you know, school. And, well, even if you were in college, you were using it for school. If you were working from home, you were using it. So I don't know how they're going to decide who's more so excessive than another person.
Okay, so for example, I have a phone. I have a data plan,
mm-hmm.
not unheard of, right? I have an unlimited data plan, and
mm-hmm.
I pay for an unlimited data plan. So, see, the hate here is that I pay for that. And so if I pay for it, you don't slow my stuff down. And then if I'm not even the person that is using this excess data, I'm still punished for it. Because they slow the whole neighborhood down. Man, that. you're gonna slow my internet down because you warned somebody else? What part of the game is that?
The control part.
Mm. All right. So
where everybody wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, so if that's the case, now do we want to go burn Cox Cable down?
I think now is a really good time for people to just protest everything. I really do. I mean, people are going to be upset regardless. Somebody is not going to like what you do regardless. So if you feel like Cox Cable needs to be boycotted, or if you can get people to do it, then do it.
That's it?
I mean, what else do you have? I know, like in Texas, they have Cox and they have Warner. What some people don't know is that Warner Cox was, it may not be now, I don't know, but it was a subsidiary of Warner.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if you have AT&T and then you go to Cricket, and it's like, well, AT&T owns Cricket, so how am I not giving you my money if I'm upset? You know what I mean? If I'm choosing to leave you for a reason and I choose something that you already own, but I don't know that you own it.
See, there you go, you're trying to make sense.
I'm just saying, I mean, when these monopolies, and then you don't have to disclose, like,
well,
you know, if
see,
you're the parent company of another company.
Right. Well, see, I was going to make the point also that, yeah, if you go out there and protest, you know, just like in Minnesota, the cops may slash your tires. So might not even get home, because they said, and I'm going to quote them, they said that they slashed the tires just in case the people did something wrong, it would slow them down, because they're on camera slashing protesters' tires, the police. just in case they did something.
I'm just trying to figure out this whole police ideology or this, their ideas and what they're even. I mean, they're like not even human to me anymore. I'm like, what are they, you guys thinking about? It's
they're
like
human.
A whole different. You think?
Yeah, they're just a different branch of humanity. It's that humanity that you want to stay far away from?
I mean, even though I will admit to this, up until recently, and when I say recently, I mean just it's like years, you know, I never looked at negatively, you know, I never looked at the police in a negative light, even though I kind of knew the stories that, you know, my dad, my parents had talked to me about, you know. But I just always felt like most people felt, well, not all cops are bad. There's good cops. And, you know, up until, like, you know, the last 5-10 years, you know, I don't feel that way. And I'm like, how do you even become that way? Like, how do you... Do
you, know
you like, not become human anymore? Or what happens?
We'll talk about that next segment. Right now, we're going to go break. This is Big Crit, forever in the day.
They say they couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The brain ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Forever in a day, 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 day.
Miss Brown Sugar, that was Big Crit, forever in the day. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Brown Sugar was eloquently asking, what turns a cop from a human being into some of the things that we've seen? I don't know. There's multiple theories out there, right? There's multiple theories. They're saying, oh, they were bullies. They were picked on. It's a certain mentality. I remember Michael Jai White talking about it. He's like, he tried to be a cop because he was like, you know what? Maybe if I'm part of the force, I can help bring about some change. And mm-hmm. he broke a couple records. Physically, and they said that he scored too high, he was too smart.
So they were like, nah.
He can't be a cop. It's like,
you're overqualified.
Right. So, I mean, maybe that's what it is. If you score too high, if you're too smart, you cannot be a police officer. Smart people make smart decisions. It's one of those things. Speculation on my part. It's all speculation.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I've heard, you know, like they were bullied. They have anger issues. They have control issues. You know, they have... they want power that they didn't have as children, or, you know, I've heard all, you know, it's just maddening though that it seems to be just across the board, like in everywhere.
Okay.
Like there's just craziness and nonsense everywhere with them. Like what would possess them to think that it was okay to slash the tires of protesters?
Nope. Okay.
You know, they're pushing people down who are just standing. They're standing there and they're pushing people down.
No, that was a conspiracy theory.
No, not that man. There's another man that was in a protest and he looks like he was running towards them or running. And then he turned his back toward, you know, away, you know, to them. His back was to them. And then the police officer just came and pushed him. He was just standing there.
Okay, well, I mean, so, but like I said, once again, it's speculation on my part, but if they say that you can be too smart for the job, it's, at that point, what is there to talk about? You can't be that intelligent and be a police officer. That's what they're saying. And plus, once again, that stuff's conspiracy theory. Even though you see it, it could be like Bigfoot, right? Because remember they said the 75-year-old man that they knocked down, that was a conspiracy theory, and they all the two got fired, and 57 police officers resigned. Like, okay, well. If we can't knock down 75-year-olds, we can't work here no more. that's what that's
right.
saying symbolically, right? And then there was the guy in Florida who got suspended because he said, "Hey," to the 57 dudes that quit because they can't beat up on 75-year-olds or kill black people. Say, you know what? Y'all can come down here in Florida, and we'll take care of you. And we'll look out for you. So they're saying that, hey, down here in Florida, we push 75-year-olds down, and we can kill black people, and you won't have a problem. We'll take care of you. We'll kill anybody who takes a video. That's pretty much what it's saying. That one right there That should tell you all you need to know right there. They quit because not being able to hurt old people. I mean, because we're not going to talk about killing the black folks, because once again, that goes without saying, we make good game. That's the running theme, right? We make good game. So killing black folks is just, that's just the natural evolution of the position. They quit when they couldn't. So we can't push down old people. That was the breaking point, right there.
Just
a thought. I mean, so we're going to Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day kind of says a part of it too.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Alright, so what a shock. Tennessee, they voted and they decided to keep the bust of KKK leader in city headquarters. It's not that big of a deal, right? I mean, cause that's what happens. If they have to vote on it.
Well, wouldn't that go along the lines of the Wakanda thing, the Wakanda thing?
No.
That's not the same?
I don't think anybody in Tennessee was wearing a kente cloth in their vote. I'm going to take a guess that they're not.
No, what I'm saying is, should it matter that they have it or not? I mean, what difference does it make?
A little bit. I think we have a caller, though.
Okay.
Well, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Where are you calling from? How can we help?
Hello. I'm calling from Southern California. Good evening.
Uh-huh. Good evening.
Well, the conversation you were having about the cops and why some of them do what they do, I think the lady is right. There are people that are just have anger management problems, and I think she's right as far as being bullied probably while they were growing up. And so they got into the police business there to give them some authority, some power. You have those few, and if you have enough of those few type in one precinct, you know, they have that that brother code where they do something, you know, kill somebody, hurt somebody, and nobody tells, as far as writing them up or reporting the excessive force. And, you know, I know Los Angeles had that problem for a while, and while they still have
dirty cops in Los Angeles?
And yeah, but the protester you were talking about, the old man, I think that after there were police officers that had gotten hurt during the rioting and looting, they were at a breaking point because they don't know what's coming at them. So they were in full riot gear and they were marching, and then that man had approached him, like the lady said, and was yelling at him in the face, one in particular police officer, as they were marching forward, and he pushed him. And I think, and then the other one tried to help him up, and one of the other officers pulled him back and didn't let him help the man, so he just kind of laid there and bled. And I think that was totally wrong. I mean, why not help him? I mean, good grief. But I think they were at a breaking point, and at that point when that man came, they were just too fit to be tied. I mean, if somebody's, you know, other people are getting hurt. Let's say if you were in a situation where your friends were getting, you know, hurt, beat up, thrown things at, and, you know, at one time even beat down. There was one officer during the rioting and looting. Even though these people were peacefully protesting at the time, they just didn't know what was going to happen. They were at a heightened state of alert in their bodies. They had the adrenaline running. And so when that guy came at him, they were just like, you know what, forget it, get out of my way. And they shoved him. That's not a reason to do it, but I think that's maybe what had happened in that situation. And it's because they were mentally stressed. And I think the officers need stress training to control themselves in those situations. And you can't treat everybody the same. Those people that were there, that were sitting or just standing in protest, weren't violent. They weren't doing anything except for just standing there. So,
right.
But they couldn't separate in their brains, these officers, the difference between them and the people that were actually throwing things at them.
Okay.
Almost for 2.5 weeks.
Right. So I want to thank you. Thank you. I'm respond to your call. Please, thank you for calling, and I thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll get you to call back in again sometime.
Well, thank you. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, what I had to say. I'm just curious.
I'll tell you my thoughts now.
Okay.
All right. So, first, as you said, as a professional, one should be able to handle the duties. Now, we talk about policemen are trained to ascertain what's the threat.
Yeah.
Ascertain what's the threat. Now, we know in America, it's said that black folks are a threat. It's just a psychological thing. Now, when they say that 75-year-old man was screaming at them and they had all these threats around them and whatnot, you should be able to ascertain that this 75-year-old man standing unsteadily is not a threat. You should be able to. But apparently not. And so, once again, they push the man down. He hits the ground, and the other guy doesn't let him pick him up. See, now.
Well,
take
the
that.
Other guy couldn't do it, but go ahead.
Okay, but take that
go
into
ahead.
The account when we talk about George Floyd's murder. George Floyd is murdered. Casually murdered. The other guy could have stopped any of those other guys. Hey, man, you got your knee in his neck. It's too long. He's down there. He's incapacitated. Everyone could hear him begging. Once again, it's the same concept. Only, obviously, one was ascertained as more of a threat than the other. So one deserved to die. Where the other, he could have died. It's a 75-year-old man. Now, most of us can look at a 75-year-old man, and unless he's pulling out that pistol, which he was not, you just look at him like, oh, he's talking. All right, old man, just, hey, I get it. But it's the same concept. It's the same concept. I mean, they both could have ended up in murder, right? They both could have ended up in murder, except for one person. He just went down and killed him, where they let the other guy, who could have died, because they pushed him down and whatnot, but he was lucky enough to survive, whereas George Floyd was not. And then we start talking about when they're firing rubber bullets, there's people who lost their eyes. There were several accounts of people losing their eyes because the rubber bullets are still bullets. One could have pierced somebody. I mean, that's the intent. That's the mindset. It's a vicious mindset. It's a non-caring mindset. Now, is it training? What is it? We can say that training, whatever, wouldn't matter because they inherently don't think, one, a segment of the population is human, and that what you say is important anyway. On that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another school drama production, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Smooth.